From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah Democratic Congressman Ben McAdams is pushing a bill to allow victims of Ponzi schemes and other forms of financial fraud to recoup more of their money. KUER's Sonia Hudson explains.
According to a 2017 U.S. Supreme Court ruling, federal regulators have a five-year statute of limitations to return money to victims of illegal investment schemes. McAdams wants to change that. His bill, which passed the House last week, extends it to 14 years. He says it can take the Securities and Exchange Commission a really long time to work through these cases.
They need the tools to ensure that when they prevail, that innocent victims of that scam have some chance to get back at least some of their hard-earned money.
A bill similar to McAdams has been introduced in the Senate. Critics argue that it would drag out investigations that already take a long time. According to an analysis by the Utah-based fraud attorney Mark Pugsley, the state has the highest per capita rate of Ponzi schemes in the country. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
And as Utah's lone Democratic congressman, McAdams says after 2 weeks of testimony in the impeachment inquiry, he's still reserving judgment on whether the president should be impeached. McAdams says he's only watched some of the hearings and he's waiting for the Democrats to draft articles of impeachment.
I want to spend some time seeing some of the firsthand testimony and also what articles of impeachment look like before deciding how to vote. But I continue to be alarmed and troubled at the witness statements and the facts that have come forward.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff wrote in a letter to lawmakers today that the committee is done with its public hearings and will release its report after Thanksgiving. It is nearly Thanksgiving, which means extra food and extra food waste. One new facility in Utah is taking that waste and turning it into natural gas for energy. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports, it's the first of its kind in our region.
Wasatch Resource Recovery in Utah is already taking in about 350 tons of food waste every day, and it's only at half capacity. Morgan Bowerman, who works for the facility, says it works using little microbes in an environment without oxygen.
When they break down that organic waste without oxygen, they off-gas methane. So we are able to capture that methane, clean it up a little bit, and stick it straight into the pipeline as a renewable natural gas.
She says most of the food waste comes from manufacturers and producers in the area, but also includes places like restaurants and hospitals. And there have been shipments from as far away as Nevada and Idaho. Federal agencies estimate between 30% and 40% of food produced for human consumption is wasted. Bowerman says they're hoping to be able to accept food waste from individuals for free sometime soon. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Park rangers from Zion National Park will be assisting law enforcement along the U.S.-Mexico border in 2020. It's part of a Trump administration program that started as a security surge in 2018 and has been extended again through next year. From our Southwest News Bureau, KUER's David Fox has more.
Zion National Park will send three of its rangers to Arizona and Texas next year. The park's chief ranger, Daniel Fogergan, says the members of his staff traveling to the border will perform normal ranger duties like traffic enforcement and emergency medical response, but with a twist.
The border does add a bit more law enforcement complexity in that there is a lot of migrant traffic coming through the parks on the border, and then, of course, drugs.
Even though this initiative is specific to this White House, Fogergan says the National Park Service has shared personnel with border parks under previous administrations, too.
In terms of the rangers going, the number of rangers, the assignments, the work, it's all the same. Nothing has really changed in that respect.
Zion has between 12 and 16 rangers on its payroll, depending on the season. Fogergan says his staff will send one ranger for weeks at a time and not during trainings or busy periods, so it won't affect their operations here in Utah. David Fox, KUER News.
The Utah Department of Transportation is advising travelers to expect heavy traffic and wintry conditions over the holiday weekend. Traffic is forecast to be worst Wednesday during rush hour with up to 30-minute delays. UDOT says to plan travel outside of that time if possible to reduce delays. Along with the heavy traffic, a winter weather system is also expected to hit on Wednesday, which could change estimates. Delays are also predicted for the Sunday evening after Thanksgiving. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.